But it's time to actually find out more vitally useful information in terms of nutrition and how, in this particular case, we can also avoid the problems of cardioid infractions, heart attacks, and so on and so forth. Yes, it's time for Dennis the Chemist. Dennis, how are you?
Mighty fine, sir. Mighty fine.
So, how to avoid heart attacks then? Clearly, avoid fatty foods and various other factors, but there might be something else we need to be looking for.
Well, there were some amazing articles in the Daily Mail, Tuesday, November the 29th. One heading was, amazing information, keeping fit between the age 45 and 55 is key to a healthy retirement. When I read this article by Ben Spencer, who's the medical correspondent who was reporting this information, it stated, keeping fit and healthy in middle age is the key to slashing the risk of heart problems later in life, experts have found. Staying slim, things that you were just saying, Alex, keeping blood pressure low, remaining clear of diabetes, between the age of 45 and 55, reduces the risk of heart failure by 86% for the rest of your life, a new study has just suggested. It goes on to say, 550,000, which is over 500,000 people in Britain, just in Britain, we're not talking about the rest of the world where there's another 7 billion people, 550,000, 500,000 people in Britain suffer with heart failure, usually developing the condition after a heart attack. The debilitating illness, this is heart failure, in which the heart struggles to pump blood around the body, often leaves the patient bedbound and unable to walk. They are usually breathless, even when resting. Heart failure is already the leading cause of hospitalization amongst the over 65s in Britain. And experts predict the number of elderly people with the condition will triple by 2060. Now, this study was led by Northwestern University in Chicago. They reveal that the condition, that's this heart failure, can be prevented with a change in lifestyle between the ages of 45 and 55. The lead researcher, Dr. John Wilkins, said, this study adds to the understanding of how individuals and aggregate risk factor levels, specifically in middle age, affects the levels of heart failure risk over the remaining person's lifespan. So these findings help reframe the heart failure prevention discussion by quantifying how the prevention of the development of these risk factors can lengthen healthy and overall survival and could vastly reduce the population burden of heart failure. They actually tracked more than 40,000 people. So it wasn't 100 people or 200 people or 500 people. So what scientists talk about, good methods of research, that word methodology, this was good. This was 40,000 people. They found that at the age of 45, only 53% of the people were free of all three factors, being overweight, high blood pressure, and diabetes. At the age of 55, only 44%, it's just under half, were still free of these warning signs. These findings were published in Heart Failure, that's a journal, part of the Journal of the world-famous American College of Cardiology. They reveal that those who were free of diabetes had a healthy body mass index. That's, you know, this number called the body mass index. If you're between 20 to 25, then you're healthy. If your number of the body mass index is between 25 to 50, then you are fat. And if your body mass index is over 50, then you are called obese. And so those who were free of diabetes had a healthy body mass index, that's between 20 and 25, and had a normal blood pressure at both the age 45 and 55, then they had a substantial lower risk of heart failure. I must read out this sentence here by Dr. Christopher O'Connor, editor-in-chief of this publication where this information was given. He says, as the levels of heart failure is increasing, it is important that we accelerate the research effort on the prevention of heart failure. In Denmark, a study of 45,000 people aged 50 to 65 reported only last month that those who spent half an hour cycling per week, not per day, per week, had a 16% reduced risk of heart failure. And separate research published last year found walking for just 20 minutes a day in your 50s or 60s could add up to 7 years, could add 7 years to your life. Professor Sanjay Sharma of St. George's Hospital here in London said last year, when people exercise regularly, they may be able to retard the process of aging. It is an antidepressant. It improves cognitive function. And there's now evidence that it may retard the onset of dementia. This part's talking about regular exercise. And the statement was by Professor Sanjay Sharma of St. George's Hospital. So this wonderful information about looking after yourself, particularly in that age group when you get to 45 to 55, it then augurs well for the remaining of your life to avoid being one of the people with 500,000 people in Great Britain alone with heart failure. I must also say there was one more sentence in the same newspaper, page 47. Professor Anthony Mather is a consultant cardiologist at St. Bartholomew's Hospital in London. He said more than 1 million people in the UK are living with the aftermath of a heart attack, where the heart muscle is starved of oxygen-rich blood, usually as a result of a clot. A heart attack always causes some permanent damage to the muscle. And he was going on to talk about new stem cell research where the body's master cells, these are the stem cells made in your bones and other parts of the body, may help repair the damage caused by a heart attack or heart failure where the heart isn't able to pump blood efficiently as a result of high blood pressure or a heart attack. He was talking about the new stem cell jab, an injection, that can repair damage after a heart attack. And it may be available in a wide expanse of the population, to the wide expanse of the population, in about 5 years. At the moment, stem cell injections into the heart, your own stem cells. It's a procedure which costs £10,000 privately, and it's currently available only at St. Bartholomew's Hospital, funded by the Heart Cells Foundation, where they inject your own stem cells and they end up in your heart and they actually can repair the damage. And that's privately at the moment at St. Bartholomew's Hospital in London, and it should be held. It should be coming along online in about 5 years' time on the National Health. But all this information I'm linking to a Danish company's products. I say Danish company. The substance I'm talking about is called Q10. And this particular brand from Denmark, I've recommended as a pharmacist for over 20 years. Because as a pharmacist, I respect a company in particular if it's making their products to pharmaceutical standards. And Denmark is the only country in Europe where the laws of the land state that their health food products made in Denmark must be made to pharmaceutical standards. So as a pharmacist myself, I'm 76 in February, I've been a pharmacist 51 years, I've done about 4 million prescriptions. And then I got into complementary medicine, advising people in order to maintain good health. I was advising them which products to take. You've heard of things like magnesium, selenium, pycnogenol, calcium, iron, zinc, this substance Q10. So I have many products in my pharmacy here in Manchester, where they do help to maintain good health in a variety of situations where, as people get older, they do succumb to different health problems, whether it be heart failure, heart attacks, diabetes, aging joints leading to arthritis, lowered immune system leading to more chance of infection and more chance of cancer as the immune system does go weaker in older age. But there are products which can help to maintain a healthy body. And this Pharmanord range, coming back to what I've just been reading about avoiding heart attacks and heart failure and how to look after yourself, I'm homing on two of the Pharmanord products. They have about 48 products. And their two biggest selling products are Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule and their tablet made from the world's rarest mineral called selenium. Selenium is the world's rarest mineral. Many of the listeners will have heard of iron if you're anemic, calcium, keep your bones strong, zinc to help your immune system, omega-3 fish oil to reduce your triglyceride levels, which can lead, along with high cholesterol, to furring up arteries. So yes, there are many products, but selenium is the world's rarest mineral. And in Great Britain, when the planet was formed 4 billion years ago, we drew the short straw and we got the lowest levels of selenium in the world. If we lived in Venezuela, we would get 350 micrograms a day through the food that we eat, including the tomatoes, the celery, the cabbage, the cauliflower, even the grass that the cow eats. And then if you're not vegetarian, you eat the cow as a steak. But if the cow ate the grass, which had low selenium, then the meat will have low selenium. And you need the mineral selenium to make 25 pathways. I'll tell you a few of them. Selenium P protects your liver. Selenium K protects your kidney. Selenium M protects your muscle. Selenium N protects your nerves. Thioredoxin reductase selenium protects your heart. And this mouthful, selenium, adenoiodothyronine deiodinase makes your thyroid substance, the thyroxine that we make, or if you're underactive, the doctor will have given you a little white tablet called thyroxine. That has to be converted into the active form. And you can't do it properly without an enzyme in which you need selenium to make the enzyme. The enzyme, as I just said, is selenoiodothyronine deiodinase. And many people taking thyroxine, they may still feel after 3 months that they still feel tired and a bit depressed and still overweight. And the doctor will probably increase the dose of the thyroxine to try and improve these symptoms. But it can't do its job properly unless you've got enough selenium. So taking a PharmaNord, this Danish company made to pharmaceutical standards, Seleno Precise, which costs about 10 pence a day, that will enable you to make 25 pathways working more better, if there's such an expression in English, making them better, working better by taking selenium. So in a Swedish trial, they gave 400 people, 200 got dummy selenium, placebo selenium tablets, and 200 got dummy bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram. There was no Q10 in them. The other 220 people, by the way, these were elderly people. They were my age group, 70 to 88. And those who got the real ones, that's one tablet of Seleno Precise, each day, cost 10p. And they got two capsules of bioquinone Q10 gold. They cost about 40p a capsule. And they followed these elderly people, 220 on the real stuff, 220 on the dummy stuff, in the age group 70 to 88. They followed them for 5 years. And guess what? The death rate from a heart attack dropped 54%. 50% means half. 54% is just over half the number of people taking two capsules a day, one with breakfast and one with your evening meal, of the PharmaNord product, bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram, and one tablet costs 10p of bio Seleno Precise. It dropped their rate of dying from a heart attack by 54%. And the marker that doctors can measure in your heart, this marker is showing that your heart muscle is now getting a bit weaker and older in that age group 70 to 88. The marker which doctors measure in the hospitals of the world, it's called NT-proBNP. What a long, funny name. But that's the marker they look at. And it normally rockets in the age group 70 to 88 as people get older and older. It rockets 20%. And listeners, in the elderly people taking the real bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram capsule one twice a day, and one Seleno Precise, the level of the marker, the NT-proBNP, it never went up at all. The marker showing an aging heart in the age group 70 to 88, it never went up at all. You can take selenium and Q10 with any of your medicines, except one medicine out of the 1,000 different medicines in my pharmacy here in Manchester, one medicine may need the dose adjusting, and that's the medicine warfarin, the one that people get after strokes and heart attacks, and they get it given if they've got atrial fibrillation. Because sometimes when you take the Q10, it can make the warfarin tablet as if it's slightly weaker. And so if you take it before your next evaluation a week before your evaluation. It's called an INR. People on warfarin have to have an INR test. It's the international normalized ratio. They're seeing how long it takes for your blood to clot. Normally, if you prick your finger with a needle, it will start to clot in 1 second. If you've already had a heart attack or stroke, or you've got this palpitation problem, atrial fibrillation, which affects up to 1 million people in Great Britain alone, then you are given a medicine. There are two or three you can be given. A very popular one is this warfarin. But they like your bleeding time to be increased to 2 to 3 seconds. And sometimes if you take 210 when you're on warfarin, it can drop under 2 seconds. It can go to 1.8 or 1.7. So the nurse or the doctor who's evaluating your INR, this bleeding time, they can say, okay, it's dropped, you're telling me, because of the warfarin, so take another milligram on a Thursday, or they may say on a Thursday and a Sunday, and that will bring it back up into the bleeding time they like you to have of 2 to 3 seconds. It is on their list of things to be careful with, but as I've explained, I've had many people who just start taking, if they're on warfarin, the week before, they take one capsule a day of 100 milligrams, and many of them will get no effect with their warfarin levels. But those who do can be told to take, the experts will tell you how much more warfarin to take to make up for the presence of the Q10. But those two products are wonderful for preventing heart attacks by 54%. Finally, just on this point, in Denmark, there was a coordinated trial of 9 countries with another 400 people. And these people already had heart failure, the thing we were talking about at the start of this talk. And they gave these people 3 bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram capsules made by PharmaNord in Denmark to pharmaceutical standards, which are now sold in British pharmacies and health food stores. And by giving 3 a day to people with heart failure, the average age was 62, some were 50, and some were 70. The average age was 62. And the death rate from heart failure within two years dropped nearly half. It dropped 43%, which is amazing. People were going, there are 4 stages of heart failure on the New York Heart System, 1, 2, 3, and 4. And people in the worsening stages, stage 3 is where you can't really walk more than 20 to 100 yards without getting breathless. And stage 4 is when you could be in bed and still feel breathless. But by taking 3 a day, 43% were able to go back to stage 2, which is getting a bit breathless when you walk over 100 yards. So that was another amazing result using the PharmaNord Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram. The last point I'll mention, because one of the things to avoid is diabetes, which is at epidemic proportions. And of the 100 billion spent on the health service medication, not just medication on health in Great Britain, 100 billion, 10% of that, 10 billion, is spent on diabetes. PharmaNord's new product, which is mainly being taken by type 2 diabetics, not type 1, they're controlled by insulin injections, but type 2 diabetics, trials were actually done by people already on metformin, one of the most popular diabetic tablets in the world. And they took this new product called BioGlucoControl, which is made from a purple berry extract from the mountains of Chile, which blocks starch becoming sugar, which is very useful if you're eating bread, potatoes, pizza, pasta, rice, and things containing carbs like swedes, turnips, parsnips. By eating these and taking this purple berry extract in the BioGlucoControl, you greatly reduce the chance of the starch becoming sugar. The second and final ingredient is the mineral chromium that car bumpers used to be made of years ago. And you need 100 millionths of a gram, which is in this tablet, BioGlucoControl. And that allows the right amount of sugar to enter your cell, because at the moment, without chromium, many people are storing sugar as fat on their bottom, on their double chin, on their belly, and they're even getting sugar stored as fat in their liver and getting non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. But the chromium in the BioGlucoControl tablet, that enables the right amount of sugar to enter the cell, and then you make leptin, the hormone which tells your brain, I feel full. So it curbs your appetite from eating your cakes and your chocolates and your sweets and your Bounty and your Kit Kat and your Mars bar and drinking all that Coca-Cola. A tin of Coke has got 8 spoons of sugar. A Mars bar has got 8 spoons of sugar. 90% of the starch in potatoes breaks down to sugar. Sugar is the new nicotine. So this is a very successful product, BioGlucoControl. By helping, when you prick your finger, I had a 16-stone diabetic lady who should be 11-stone. She was pricking her finger in the morning and getting number 11 when it should be between 4 and 7. And in 1 month, adding BioGlucoControl to her metformin tablets, she stayed on her diabetic tablets, it shot right down to 7.7.
And on that point, Dennis, we have to hold fire because I think we're actually full from that perspective of lots of fascinating information as ever. Dennis, I take it you've had a reasonably interesting mini lecture with us today.
It's lovely to spread the word and help people have quality of life.
Then we'll see you again in December.
All being well.